Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here's a guy who often daydreams of having long rock star hair. Your host, Maceo.
All right, here we are in the podcast shack. Thank you for Cheyenne, our camper, who named it that. I like it a lot. We've been calling it that since she showed up. It's a beautiful afternoon. The wind is blowing just a little bit. We're still at the youth session, and I have a fine young gentleman with me who has been on the show before. Please introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and how long you've been coming to camp.
My name is Logan. I've been coming here for 2 years now. This is my second time on this podcast, and I live in Cupertino.
How old are you, Logan?
I am 10, and I'm going to turn 11 in July 31st.
Okay, nice. Let's see. Do you have something you want to say before we even get started with the questions? You got something you want to tell us?
Yes, I actually have a bunch of things.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Let's hear what you got.
So I was recently at nature, and we were looking at ladybugs, and there was a huge bucket of them. And when it was open, there were like a huge mound of ladybugs, and they came out. It was pretty cool.
It was a little bit scary when I just went up to get you for that. Carolyn opened the bucket for me to see what you had stuck your hand in, and the whole inside of the bucket was moving with ladybugs.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
What did it feel like when you put your hand in there?
It was actually...
Can you describe the sensation, the feeling?
So it was like, if any of you have read any like books, you'll understand what I'm seeing. Because it's like, it was like metal was creeping up my arm, but it was ladybugs. If you get what I mean.
Yeah, like a liquid of sorts coming up your arm, going up the arm, not down the arm.
Yeah.
Okay. That's totally... and I would like to do a little shout out to Carolyn, our nature area leader, who's filling in a little bit this session because our Taylor nature area leader had to go to a little conference or something. And Carolyn is from the AmeriCorps, and she's doing great, huh? She did good, huh? Yeah?
Yeah, she did pretty good.
She's nice, huh? And Big Ben was up there?
Yeah, he was actually... we were talking about... what ladybugs did before, like we even opened the bucket, and we had spearmint stalks, and Ben had cut them for us so that we could feel them.
Yeah, nice. Anything else you want to share before we ask some questions?
I just want to say for like first timers that you'll really enjoy this camp. It's really nice because, like, if you're visually impaired or blind, you'll really enjoy this because, like, there's a lot of fun activities.
There is. What is your favorite EHC daytime activity, Logan?
It has to be boats, I have to say.
I see. And it's the kayak particularly, isn't it?
It is, yes.
You like being out there by yourself and paddling in the kayak a lot, don't you? You love it.
Yeah, because I actually went kayaking... 2 times, one last year, one this year. So yeah, I know how to kayak.
Doing great. I was actually podcasting in here this morning and saw you paddling around out there. You're just in your own little peaceful boating world, weren't you?
Yeah, and I actually, I think when you were podcasting, I think I actually was trying to say hi to you.
Oh, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
Maybe we had our headphones on. We couldn't hear you probably.
Yeah.
So what's, this is year 2 for you, right? Is that what you said? Yeah, you came
last
correct.
Year.
Yeah,
it
okay.
Is.
So what was your excitement level like coming back this year, knowing what to expect?
It was pretty good because like, I was wondering like what the new cabins were like and
there's still some newness going on. Even though it was your second year, there were some changes, right?
Yeah, because of the fire.
Right. You know, you're one of the last youths of this generation to sleep in the old cabins. Do you realize that?
Well,
you're a part of EHC history.
Yes.
you were the last. You particularly your first year at camp. You stayed in the old cabins down in Lower Camp that burned down.
Yeah, they were pretty nice.
Yeah.
If they ever rebuild them, I really wish they would because they were actually.
pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, and the temperature was like not like boiling when you went inside.
Like the Sweetwater bungalows, huh? They're pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, yeah. They are. Is it cooling off at night though enough? Yeah.
Well, it's like they stay like really warm and then they cool down gradually and then in the morning they're really cold.
Yeah.
And then they warm up.
Welcome to camping, right?
Yes.
Did you sleep outside last night?
No, I slept in the cabin.
Nice, nice. You're not much of an outside sleeper?
Nah. Well,
did you eat s'mores?
No, they wouldn't. They would only give them to like campers.
Because I was trying to get you to sneak some, wasn't I? I was giving some. I was giving some mischievous advice, wasn't I?
I
told Logan last night just to go down there and say you were sleeping outside and got some s'mores, and then be like, "Oh, I'm changing my mind. I'm gonna go to bed."
And just for the people watching, I do not snore.
Oh, you don't? Oh, yeah, sure, sure. I say the same thing. I've never heard myself snore.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. What's your favorite EHC meal?
It would have to be yesterday's dinners and today's lunch, because yesterday's dinner was meatloaf and mashed potatoes, and I love meatloaf and
mashed potatoes. Dinner with you last night, and you had seconds. You were noshing.
Like thirds, I think.
You just kept talking about how good the meatloaf was. Yeah. I saw you. You were having a good time at dinner last night.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to know Logan outside of camp, all right? I'm going to just fire some quick questions at you here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. You get to take me out to eat to one of your favorite restaurants in the whole world. Where are you going to take me?
Well, by my church, there was a place called Boston Market, and it has meatloaf and green beans and all that stuff, but they took it down. The food there, though, was really good.
I've eaten at a Boston Market before. It's been a while, but they do have good food. They have good cream spinach.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, Boston Market. Okay. See, do you have a favorite chocolate candy?
That's a really good question. I have a lot. I to be honest, I love every single chocolate candy.
You're down with chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you like dark chocolate when it's a little bitter?
No, I like milk chocolate.
Okay, yeah, I'm the same way. Okay, what's your favorite chewy candy?
I like Hi-Chews.
Oh, okay. I'm assuming you don't eat a lot of fast food?
I used to. Like, I used to eat a lot, but I've cut down on that.
Okay.
Which is good.
Yeah, no, that's always good. Do you have a weakness for a certain fast food place? Or do you just stay away from it?
I try to stay away from it as much as possible.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You like a favorite soda?
I have three kinds of sodas I like.
Okay.
I like Dr. Pepper, root beer, and Cherry Coke.
Oh. All kind of similar. I just took a sip of Dr. Pepper there. Yeah. All right. We were doing that earlier. Let's see. Do you watch any TV shows?
I used to watch Disney Junior, but they replaced it with an advertisement, which was really like disappointing because the app was actually accessible, but the new one that they moved all the stuff into is not.
Okay.
And I'm really disappointed.
That's pretty disappointing. So there you go. That's some good information though.
But they do have an app that actually does care about accessibility, which I think is amazing.
Nice. What's that app?
It's called PBS Kids.
Okay. There you go. Do you have a favorite song?
No, I stopped liking music a long time ago.
What do you mean you stopped liking music?
Like, I used to like music a lot, and that's why I got, like, some new earbuds and stuff,
You sang at the talent show last night.
Yeah, true, that's just...
This is what it is, yeah. You did great.
Yeah.
What did you sing last night?
I sang Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
You like that song?
Yeah, it's pretty.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like that? You told some jokes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You did great last night. Always a hit at the talent show.
Yeah.
You got a great personality. You're a little bit entertaining, Logan. You know that? You're pretty entertaining.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So your favorite color. Do you have a favorite color?
Blue. It has to be blue.
It has to be blue.
It just sounds good.
No, I get what you're saying. That's why I asked. I like it. Do you have a favorite smell?
I like sweet smells. I don't like sour. I don't like sour things.
All right. Do you have a favorite sound?
Favorite sound? I actually don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. You don't have to answer if you don't have an answer. Do you have a favorite hobby?
I like to like search up and listen to blind gamers because there have been... I've found two so far, but...
What are the two?
Chris Wright and Liam Mervin.
Okay. I have a camper from the adult session who watches... So you watch audio describe video games? Or, yeah, you listen to audio describe video games? Is that what it is?
I actually listen to audio games.
The Rat Brat, I think is what his name is or something. What do you mean? Explain that to me. What are you doing here?
So, like, the blind gamers do, like... they like demo audio games, and Liam Mervin is actually a developer of some few.
Okay, I get what you're saying now. Now that you're explaining it, I'm getting what you're saying. Keep going.
So, like, they pretty much just hook up recording devices, and they record what they're doing in the game, and it comes back on the recording so that, like, we know what the game is like and if it's, like, good or bad or if we should get it or not and that stuff.
Is there a game in particular that you like?
Oh, yes.
So tell me about it. What are they? What is it?
It's called BK3. It's an RPG, and you're technically this guy who is on an adventure, and you can collect, like, items, like a lot of different things, like weapons, shields,
sure,
items.
Yeah. RPG style, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. And so you're into video games in your own way, correct?
Yeah, I just like to, like, listen to them, and, like, I've never been able to play them because I don't have, like, a good software.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's very, very cool. Thank you for sharing that. That's a good hobby. I think that's really neat. What gets you fired up, Logan?
You know, to be honest, if I have, like just bass music playing in my earbuds, I am, like, awake in, like, 10 milliseconds.
Fired up, ready to go, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Nice. Are you a cat or dog person?
I am definitely a cat person.
Nice. What is your spirit animal?
Can it be, like, anything?
Anything you want it to be.
To be honest, my favorite animal is a cat, so it has to be a cat.
A cat it is. Meow. Hey, Logan, you going to come back next year?
Definitely.
You know EHC loves you, right?
Yeah, because everyone here is, like, blind and visually impaired, and that's why I like this camp.
We love you. We love our campers. We love our staff. EHC is a lot of love, isn't it?
Yeah, and it has delicious food, too.
And delicious food. We have a lot of love, a lot of care, and a lot of delicious food, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it here first from Logan. As always, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. We hope to continue to do this, so maybe we'll have you again next year for sure when you come back, and I hope you have a great rest of your session and a great time this year, and I hope you have a good year. You're a great young man. You just continue on the path you are going, all right?
Yeah, and I actually have I want to, like, recommend some things before we end this podcast.
Here we go. This are Logan recommendations. Are you ready?
Yep.
Let's do it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'd actually recommend Rec, which is like archery, kickball, like sportsy stuff. There is Hogan, which is like art and creation of like slime and soap and stuff.
Tie-dye?
Yeah, thank you.
yeah, we're getting there. We'll help that out.
There's boats where you can do like a kayak or paddle boats where, like, there's... You can, like, paddle, and there's a rudder that you can turn and stuff. There's the pool, obviously, which can help you cool down because days here are very hot, and you definitely want to sign up for that. There is the Kiva, which is OG Radio, where you can play your favorite songs and say some things on the radio, do trivia, and what's the other one?
You did water, pool,
there's one that I missed.
You did rec, you did art, nature.
Yes, you can.
We were just at nature. We were talking about the ladybugs.
Yeah, you can do like nature hikes, just solar cooking, just nature things. There's also, I think it's STEAM.
They're not doing that this year.
Yeah,
no
but
STEAM this year. But last year they did the STEAM.
Yeah, it's science, technology,
engineering, math,
engineering, art, and math.
Yeah, you got it.
So yeah, if they do that again, I definitely recommend it because like they were making like you got to do like wood shop and stuff.
Yep.
So yeah.
So you're like a podcast advertisement for Enchanted Hills Camp. You just rattled off everything that we do, and we do so much more too. You know, the dances and the music and the
movie
and the
night,
movies and
the store,
the talent show, the store. And then, you know, in between, there's so many other activities and fun. You always make new friends, right?
Yeah.
You make new friends.
If you come to camp and don't have a friend, just ask me.
Oh, yeah. Logan will be your friend. And so will I, for that matter, right? That's how we got to be friends.
Yeah.
Boom.
It is, yeah.
Right. Okay. There it is. Logan's advertisement for EHC. You heard it here, right here at Everything EHC Summer Fun Podcast. Logan, you've been great as always, a great second guest, a great camper. We love having you here, and I wish you the best this year, all right?
And I wish newcomers the best of fun.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your candid and honest answers as always here on Everything EHC. I'm Maceo. This has been Logan, and we are signing off. Say goodbye, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.